from Appleton, Wisconsin. This is the Anderson Pens Podcast.
Welcome to Anderson Pens Podcast, episode 442 for Thursday, June 2nd, 2022.
This week we have banter, news, updates, my ink of the week, new Schaefer ink colors, a beautiful new Edison, transparent yellow from Twisby, a contest winner, a new contest, plus, as far as I know, nothing that is coming soon.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, Ryan.
What do you call a hen that counts her eggs?
What?
A mathema-chicken.
A mathema-chicken. Hey, Brian.
Yes.
When does a joke become a dad joke?
When it becomes apparent?
That's the old one, but it no longer needs to become apparent. A joke becomes a dad joke now when it's full grown. Brian.
Yes.
I don't think you saw the location bumper, but you know of the location.
I do.
That it bumps.
Yes.
It's right down the street, block and a half.
It is.
It's across from the Trout Museum and the Children's Museum. This is Voyager's Bakery, kind of new in town.
Yes, yeah.
Took the place of
the last year or so?
Yeah, within the last year. Yeah. Took the place of a candy store. In fact, you still can see the outline of the candy store sign behind the Voyager sign. We've eaten there.
We had breakfast there once.
Breakfast Sammy's, yeah. They call them Sammy's, and they were good.
Very good.
And then last week I brought... those cinnamon rolls were from there.
I didn't make the connection that they were from there. So they were
good,
amazing.
They were amazing.
Yep.
Let's go.
Scott.
Voyager's Bakery, our mission is to bring the community together around the table through curiosity and creativity on the plate. And those cinnamon rolls will do that.
They're very sticky, too.
Very sticky. You have to eat them in one go.
Yes, I tried to... they were big, and so I tried to tear off a little bit and then eat it, but then I had to wash my hands. I ended up doing it
like very difficult
four or five times.
Yes, yes. Steph was there, and I sent one home for her, Joe. And then I think that night I asked Joe, did you happen to eat it with a knife and fork? Because I was thinking that might be easier. He said, no, I ate it like a human. Tomorrow, June 3rd, is World Bicycle Day.
Awesome.
World Bicycle Day in April of 2018, the United Nations General Assembly declared June 3rd as International World Bicycle Day. Do you like bicycles?
I happen to like bicycles.
I think you have a couple bicycles.
A couple, two.
Three? I have not. You yourself, two that I know of, but one you keep threatening to bring out and it never makes it out.
You have to take it into the shop
and have them give it a look over.
Yes.
That is tomorrow, June 3rd. This Saturday, June 4th, a day you will enjoy, National Hug Your Cat Day.
Yes.
I think you do that every day.
I try to.
I found statistics that say that over 2 million cat videos are on YouTube with over 25 billion combined views. And this these were from 2015.
25
billion. So that's why YouTube was invented, apparently. And June 4th is National Hug Your Cat Day. June itself is National Adopt a Cat Month. And I will mention that both of your cats were adopted.
Yes, yes.
Taken home from the shelter. I recently learned that Max is a senior. I didn't know that.
Max is a senior. Yeah, he was 8 when we got him, so he's 10 now.
Adopt Cat Month, sponsored or promoted by American Humane. American Humane celebrates Adopt Cat Month each June, a month that also marks the height of kitten season, when large litters of kittens are born and often end up in animal shelters, where you can find your next cat.
You can get multiples at once.
Which is what you did. In fact, you have Max and Seiko, and they didn't know each other until you took them home.
They were in the same room, though, with 20 other cats. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. So they had a chance to say hello.
Yes.
And they get along.
Yeah,
they get along.
Yeah.
Max is, he's just, anyway, you have a special announcement.
Do have a special announcement. This Saturday, June 4th, Anderson Pens here in Appleton will be closed. So if you are local to Wisconsin, you're thinking about driving up, we will be closed. This is a very rare
unusual event that we close on a Saturday.
But we haven't been closed on a Saturday in probably, I don't know, 8 years maybe. Chicago will be open. Online, of course, will be open, but there will be nobody here at the store. So if you do drive up,
turn around and go to Chicago.
Go to Garden View and
Garden. Tell them Ryan.
Visit the museums.
Exactly.
So
or the bakery. I think they close at 2 though. Well, so did we. Okay. YouTube. Speaking of the cats on YouTube, we occasionally post things to YouTube. Last Friday, we posted Steph's top five pink inks, where she unveiled to the world the Colorverse Fabulous Las Vegas.
You've already spoken about that.
Yes,
so
it wasn't
unveiled to the world.
But,
I don't know.
It, every time you see it, though, it's like an unveiling. It's gorgeous color. Don't you like it? Of course you like it.
Of course I like it.
And last Sunday, we did our Anderson Pen Sunday brunch. It was menu 9, I believe. It was Fountain Pen Filling Systems Part 1. Yes. And that was fascinating.
There was a good number of them, too.
There's a good number of them, and there will be an equally good number in Part 2. We are skipping this Sunday because of the holiday, but we will be back the Sunday after that with menu 10 and Fountain Pen Filling Systems Part 2. Which, should I read them?
Yeah, read them off.
Some of them I've heard of, and some of them I'm sure you've made up.
And they're all early, too.
Right. We kind of started with the modern-ish.
Yeah, things that more people would be familiar with.
Right. There were still some that I wasn't familiar with, but there's a couple here that I know. Crescent filler, lever filler, button filler, eyedropper filler, safety filler. Then sleeve filler, matchstick filler, coin filler, stud filler, capillary filler, trench filler. I think he's making that up. Thumb filler, reverse lever filler, hump filler, saddle filler, blow filler, simplicity filler. I added syringe filler because we didn't have that.
Oh. Okay.
I have a good one. I'll bring that.
Do you have one? Okay. Yeah. I might have one too.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. So that'll be Part 2.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That's all. A lot of those are going to be only on hard rubber pens, and it's going to be really
right. And
really
if
cool.
You haven't watched Part 1 yet, I'm making him, whenever possible, fill it with water. Actually, demonstrate the filling system. I don't think you.
I don't know how well it's going to go here, but we'll see. Examples of all those, except for I'm not certain about the blow filler, but
that's because you made it up.
I didn't make it up.
Speaking of ink,
okay.
This week's ink of the week is another Yurameku.
Oh, I know this one.
Last week I did Amamoyoi, and this week I did Byakuya.
Byakuya.
What do you think? You were interested in this one.
Yeah, it's kind of a purpley gray.
You're trying to give it colors, huh?
It's light.
Purpley gray, green gray.
Yeah, purpley gray. I think would be the first two colors that come to mind.
Pretty much very close to Amamoyoi, which I did last week, but it's a little lighter. So much so that mm-hmm. I think in a fine nib, it may not be very legible.
Yeah, it depends.
But in your broad nibs, it's fine.
I wish more of this green would show on there.
Well, much like last week's, all the red, most of the red stayed on my hand and everything else went on the paper. But this is apparently not as saturated with color because I'm giving it a 6 as cleanup instead of a 7. It was a little bit easier to clean up. It's very complex, and the more you look at it, the more you see, especially if you move it around.
There's a little pink in there.
I'm not sure you want that in an ink, but it is interesting for a swab. Obviously, there's no show-through on an ink. Good flow, no feathering. It comes in a 20-milliliter bottle. The bottles that I like.
The ice cube.
The little ice cube bottles. And I think we also sell the 3-milliliter samples.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes. Correct.
What does the corn say when it gets a compliment? Aw, shucks.
Mr. Anderson.
Yes.
You have some ink bottles over there. I've got 3, but you have an empty one over there.
I do.
That's interesting in that it's broken. Oh, it's not broken.
It's not broken. So, yeah, this is an old Schaefer Scripwell. These came out originally around 1934, 1935. This one's from the 50s. But they have this ink well, this glass little well on the inside.
It's like a well within the ink
bottle. Ink bottle. So when this bottle is full, you tip it upside down and then flip it back, and then it fills this well on the side.
And
so
then
you can put your pen just
right
in the
there,
well
instead of down in there.
Yeah, so.
And the reason we're talking about this is we have previously talked about the Schaefer Bling, which is a black, but it has some shimmer to it, right?
Yep. Yeah, it's got some shimmer.
But we finally got the new colors. I have Renegade Blue and Very Verde.
I've got Amethyst.
Which is mine.
Which is not purple. Retro Sunset, and then the Inferno, which is the one I'm most interested in trying.
And I want the Amethyst. I should mention they're not quite as big as the bottle we showed.
No, these are 30 mil bottles. This is an older, this is twice the size, but a vintage.
They're very cute. Yes. They're very cute.
I was actually impressed with the bottle on them, so.
The bottle and the ink is good. Very good ink. Put it in all your pens.
Yes.
You have a pretty blue pen over there. We should put some ink in that. What do they call this?
This is the Edison Collier.
But the material.
It's Azure Skies.
It's very, it has shiny parts to it.
Yes. This color, this material first came out, at least in the production line, in the Pearlette a number of years ago.
Okay, that's the small.
Which was the small one that has been since moved out of production line. So this is in a much bigger platform now. I think it looks great.
It does look wonderful.
On this pen. It looked good on the Pearlette, but I think it looks better here.
Well, there's more to look at.
Yes, it's wider. I mean, this is just outstanding. Look at that. That's great.
Beautiful. It kind of looks like an azure sky.
Yeah. So, rhodium plated trim, of course. Single tone, number 6, Yovo steel nib engraved with the Edison logo on it. This is, the Collier is probably the most popular Edison.
It does not post.
It does not post. That's correct. It's not designed to post. But it's one of the most popular. It is the largest Edison in the production lineup.
You wouldn't need to post this. It goes well beyond that.
It's what, a little bit over 5 inches.
Right. 5 inches in 3/32.
So cigar shaped, fits nice in the hand.
All kinds of nib options on this.
Extra fine, fine, medium, broad, 1.1, 1.5.
That's in steel.
That's in steel. 18 karat upgrades in extra fine, fine, medium, broad, oblique double broad, and 1.1 italic.
What is oblique double broad?
Oblique double broad is wide and at a...
slant, right?
At a slant, yeah.
And when they say oblique double broad, is it always a left foot or is it always a right foot?
I think they're all
always
left.
A left foot.
I think they're
until
left.
You, how do you say you want the other kind?
Very carefully.
Very carefully. We'll look into it.
But the 18 karat nibs, many of them are special order, but we can get them for you.
Cool. It's very nice.
It's a pretty pen. Very pretty.
It kind of looks like candy. Oh, look, this is upside down. This is the official launch day for this.
Is it launch day?
It's launch day. It's been for sale. It will be shipped next week.
Yes.
We were able to
Tuesday, I think, will be
Tuesday of next week, but we were able to start pre-selling. I am, of course, talking about the Twisby Echo Transparent Yellow, another great Echo pen from Twisby. This one, a very happy transparent yellow.
It's a bright, cheery color.
Yes.
It's a bright, cheery color.
I like bright, cheery colors. And
you'd have to
one.
Put like an orange or something in there. You can't put a dark ink in there.
No, yeah.
Orange, yellow. I mean, yellow is kind of hard to read. But
probably a happier orange than the Kaweco Sun.
No, there is no other orange.
Well, that's a little dark.
There's only sunrise orange.
Let me tell you everything I know about the Twisby Echo Transparent Yellow. The Twisby Echo in Transparent Yellow features a clear acrylic body, transparent yellow cap and turning knob, silver trim, a piston ink filling system, and a smooth writing steel nib. The clear body allows you to see the level of ink remaining in the pen at all times, something Lisa doesn't like. The pen cap has an inner cap liner that maintains a seal when the pen is not in use. The traditional mechanism of the fountain pen, combined with a modern industrial design, embodies both the past and the present. This pen runs about the same length as a Diamond 580 and is just a tiny bit thinner. The Echo, of course, does not have a removable nib unit, and the barrel and nib unit are all one piece. Nib choices include extra fine, fine, medium, broad, 1.1 stub. We do not sell spare nibs for this pen because it's all one unit.
Yep. It's just as cheap to buy a new pen.
You just buy a new pen. Yeah. These are great bargains, great pens. I think I should start collecting all the colors because
I think you're late. You're too late.
I can make it happen.
There is all sorts of great ones that no longer are available.
I'll call Philip. Something just came in.
Yes.
I'm not even prepared to talk about it, but I know we talked about it last week.
Literally just came in hour before you arrived. This is the Sailor
pretty.
Knight to E4. Pro Gear, full size, 21 karat nib. It has this lovely, it's like a dark gray charcoal, shiny
it's
charcoal.
It's approaching black, but it's not
yeah,
black.
Yeah, it's not quite. I thought it was going to be dark, but yeah, you look at it, it's...
Sometimes it looks gray, but it's a dark, dark yeah. gray, if anything.
The most noticeable thing here, though, of course, is the metal section. You see this on the 1911 Black Luster, but this has been ion-plated gold, so it matches the trim, of course, but it adds a nice little weight.
They said it was weighted.
Toward the nib.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. Yeah.
Because usually these are very light.
Yes.
This, I mean, it's not a 10-pound weight, but it's just enough so that you notice that the pen wants to go to paper immediately.
Let's write something.
Ah, this beautiful pen.
Two-tone, 21-karat nib. We got the new style nibs on them. And then it also has on the top, it has the Knight emblem on the top of the cap. So.
And what nibs are available?
Cartridge converter. This is available in extra fine, fine, medium fine, medium, broad, zoom in music. And it comes in a special sleeve for your box with the Knight to
E4. It's beautiful. Is that the numbered?
Then the numbered on the box.
Only 500 of these.
There's only 500
worldwide. Yep. And this is North American exclusive?
Believe or just so. It's part of the chess series. So
the chess series, the first.
So I don't know how many more that means we're going to get, but this is the first. Knight to E4 just came in today.
Very nice. Very nice.
How did the hipster burn his tongue? He drank his coffee before it was cool.
We had a contest. Question last week.
Yes.
Do you remember what it was?
I do remember what it was.
What was the question?
How many pens does Brian have?
That was not the question. No. I wrote it down for you.
Which pen would you save should disaster strike?
Exactly. And I said that I'd come back this week with my answer, and I don't think you said you'd come back with your answer. I think you gave your answer last week.
I would start, I'd punch out a window, and I would just start chucking them into the backyard. I would
Okay. That's understandable.
I do have one, though.
Which one?
One pen I probably would pick would be the white Esterbrook that Lisa and I...
Oh, okay. This is sentimental.
Sure.
Many people said sentimental. I have chosen my Mont Blanc Petit Prince because of it's being a favorite pen.
Okay.
I picked favorite. You picked sentimental. 31% of our respondents chose a pen that had sentimental value,
okay.
And 36% chose a favorite pen. But there was overlap here. Sometimes
what
your favorite...
What about the other 30%?
I'll get to those.
Oh.
The other 30? sometimes your favorite pen is also a sentimental pen, and sometimes a sentimental pen is also your favorite pen. So the lines there were blurred. 7% said they were choosing their most expensive pen.
Okay. I can see that.
5% said they're choosing a pen that is irreplaceable, which does make sense. 5% said they're picking the closest pen to them.
Just grab
the pen. 2% agreed with you they're going to start throwing them out the window.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And 14% said absolutely cannot decide.
That's tough, though.
The good news is we don't have to.
We don't have to. Hopefully it doesn't ever come to that.
But it's not going to come to that.
I've got... pens of my grandmother's, pens of my father's.
Irreplaceable, sentimental.
Yeah.
Maybe not your favorites, but...
Don't ever use them, but it'd be nice to always have them.
Brian Marsh. I'm going to read some comments. Brian, by the way, this Brian needs to go with us to Copper Rock because B-R-Y-A-N, which is how they spell your name.
They always spell my name that way.
Yes. They're waiting for Brian Marsh, whose comment was, I can save only one pen? I am with Brian. Why would I take one pen out of a case full of treasures to save? Pushed to choose, I would dither until the fire consumed me. Yeah, I can see that. Handmade by Lorelei said, This has me rethinking my current pen storage. The smart thing to do would be to have a big enough but small enough pen holder that can fit them all, and in that case... No pun intended. I would save my entire collection. Yeah, keep them all in one case.
Maybe a big roll. If I had a big vinyl, a big roll up or something.
You'd need like a carpet roll?
I don't know, maybe.
Jacob Sampson. I'm with Brian. I can't decide. Period. Marilyn Garner. I'll choose my Pelican M805 in Ocean Swirl. Mm. That being said, yes, there's more. And to Brian's point, it's usually kept in a storage box with 9 more of my best pens, so I would just grab the whole box.
Just be easier just to grab it. And
just grab the whole thing. I am including this one because we can all relate. Marie Blauvelt. I would save my Pro Gear Slim Spring Rain because it was my first gold nib, a Christmas gift from my sweet husband, who could not for the life of him understand why he was spending so much money on a pen. Yeah, that's the one you get. That's the one you take. We have a winner.
Okay.
We have a winner.
Great.
Eric Ferreri. Ferreira.
Congratulations.
Eric, congratulations. Eric, terrific name. Your comment is, great podcast, guys. I like that. The one pen I would save happens to be a Montblanc Meisterstück ballpoint, exclamation point.
Okay.
In parentheses. Not only because it was given to me by my father, he bought it at the factory in the 80s, but it is the pen I used to sign my wedding documents 28 years ago and every home purchase since. It is truly irreplaceable. Good choice.
Yep.
Excellent choice. Yep. Eric, write to me, please. Eric@AndersonPens.com. We will take care of getting your $20 credit to your Anderson Pens account. I have another one, slightly off topic.
Okay.
But has to be read. This is from Lisa DeGroff. As always, I loved the podcast and I'm looking forward to the Sunday brunch. However, if you pick this comment to read, you may say that I said that the Sunday brunch was also amazing, and I especially enjoyed your jokes, especially Eric's jokes. Eric's jokes are always better than Brian's jokes. Most of it was there. Most of it was there. I have a new contest. Thank you, Lisa.
Great.
I have a new contest. And this, because it happened to me, I made the mistake of counting something.
Okay.
I have a problem with notebooks.
Oh.
Usually they're hardcover.
You and Lisa both.
Like an A5 or the A4 Plus notebooks. I like notebooks and especially hardcovers. And I buy them because they have great potential, but then I do nothing with them. So my question is, and the answer could be zero. I'd be very proud of you if it's zero. how many unused notebooks do you have where you live? And I would say they have to be unused more than a week. If you still have, if you just bought it this week, there's still a chance.
Okay. Yeah.
But I have a lot of them that I didn't know what I wanted to do with them, and I still don't know what I wanted to do, because once you do something on page one, it's kind of a commitment.
Well,
and so it has to be,
I don't
it
know.
Has to be pondered so much that I never do anything with them.
I would say that I've never used, gosh, I probably have less than three. But less, I have what I do
that
is,
would be two.
What I less than three, I guess. What I do, though, is I'll get the notebook, and then I'll write something on the first page to see how it writes.
And then it's ruined.
But then I don't use it. So I have, like, I probably have 5-10 of those.
Okay,
I guess I've written on the first page.
I'm really talking about notebooks that have never been written in at all, even the first page. But if you want to answer it your way, tell me how many notebooks you have.
Your way.
How many notebooks do you have where you only tested the paper and then said, nah, not for me?
Oh, well, I don't know about that. I mean, I probably have, yeah.
I am interested in how many, because I'll
count.
Perhaps I am the only one with this problem, this notebook fetish. But let's find out by asking the audience, and see. Answer me in the comments, and next week we'll do a random drawing of all the people who answered for a $20 gift certificate credit to your Anderson Pens account. And as promised, there is nothing coming soon.
Nothing.
So why don't we just go for that?
I think that's it. Well, thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
You can check us out on social media as Anderson Pens, and I understand there's a store in Chicago.
There is a store in Chicago, ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton. We are open 7 days a week. You'll find Lisa there.
Does it have a website of any kind?
Chicago.AndersonPens.com. Is that what that is?
That's that website.
Yeah. Chicago.AndersonPens.com.
Chicago.AndersonPens.com. Please like this video. Consider subscribing to our YouTube channel. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.